Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
All right, people. We have started in the mighty name of God with the support and encouragement of listeners globally. We present to you Vibing with Marshall on Radio Africana. It's based in Manchester. It's number one African radio station globally. We are here to celebrate Nigerians. We are here to celebrate Africans. Exploring and exploiting the dividends of United Kingdom and beyond. We have a loads and loads of stuff to play with on this program. I am proud to be a Nigerian. I don't know if you are. I am proud to be an African. I don't know if you are. On this program, we're going to be doing a lot. This is the first strike. So strike with me while we celebrate Africans, while we celebrate Nigerians in diaspora. We're going to go on a very short break now, play a song. And when I come back, we're going to be vibing. And be vibing. And be vibing. For the next 1 hour, stay with me, people. I am Eyitayo Mustafa, your microphone Berlusconi. I am here to spice up your Saturday. Let's spice it together. Only one hand, no fee clap. I'll be back in a jiffy. All right, later. Bye.
It's busy, baby. Johnny leave me for you, Cynthia. Yeah. And I don't know what to do. I need to say I don't do one. Like the way Cynthia they do. Johnny give you chevele. Talk say you want marine and then. Walk him, can't even have it. Johnny Mo, Johnny Mo. I'm looking for my Johnny. Yeah. Where is my Johnny? Johnny Mo. Do you know Johnny? Question. If I know, see my Johnny. I'm looking for my Johnny. I'm looking for my honey. You're telling me this, you're telling me that. I say this is not for me. Johnny do me corny. Johnny do me corny. He's doing me this, he's doing me that. But I know what's him on me. He go Canada, he go Tokyo. Yesterday he say he de Morocco. He dance this sicko, he sing a willow. Na lie, na lie, na Pinocchio. This one I go be. Original Gobe. See me, see Rahala. Johnny leave me for Cynthia. And I don't know what to do. I need to say I know do one. Like the way Cynthia they do. Johnny give you chevele. Talk say you want marine and then. Walk him, can't even have it. Johnny Mo, Johnny Mo. I'm looking for my Johnny. Ayakata. Where is my Johnny? Johnny Mo. Do you know Johnny? Question. See my Johnny, Johnny Shaw.
Johnny, give you chevele. Talk say you want marine and then. Walk him, can't even.
Okay, people, that was Yemi Alade, my favorite female singer. I am a very big fan of Yemi Alade. Interestingly, a lot of people normally compare Yemi Alade with Tiwa Savage, and I believe both of them have their own distinguished virtues. Fantastic singers. Right, if you want to join me on WhatsApp, just WhatsApp messages only. WhatsApp messages only. Please don't call. It's 0744-881-1570. I say it again, 0744-881-1570. Talk to me, vibe with Marshall on this bright Saturday. Summer is always good in UK. I hope everybody is enjoying the sun. It is, but it's always a short-lived. The winter don't pass the summer. Summer are just like 2 or 3 months, but the winter, no go fit come out, go out, go drink very cold bottle of trophy. Right. As I was saying, this program is specifically created to celebrate Nigerians and Africans in the UK and beyond. We're going to be talking about so many issues. You know, living in UK, we have quite a lot and lot and lot of challenges. We're going to be talking about immigration, your immigration status, all these COS we then they talk about. We're going to be talking about it. And it's not only about COS, we're going to be talking about your tier of visa, tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, tier 4, tier 5. The thing don't long, so everything don't tear yourself, don't tear apart. We're going to be talking about that, not today, but subsequent editions of this program. And of course, we're going to be talking about mortgages. How can I get a home? How do I get a home? We're going to be talking about that. Investment opportunities in the United Kingdom. Yeah, we have the right to invest. Once you have the money, you can. Marital issues. You know, so many marriages don't tear. With all this marriage of convenience where everybody they do for UK, it don't tear. In fact, somebody say it don't bust. It don't bust too. And also, we have eminent Nigerians doing very well on advocacy. And when we're talking about advocacy, we're talking about advocacy on human rights, on sexuality, on autism, you know, diverse health challenges, basically. Human empowerment, we're talking about capacity development. We have Nigerians actually doing a lot, and we're going to be bringing all of them on this program, trust me. Interestingly, because we live in the UK, when I say we, I'm talking of Nigerians, I'm talking of Africans, we have communal associations. We have, like, for example, in Nigeria now, we have various communal associations in Nigeria. Living in UK here, we have the Abeokuta Egda Descendants Association, we have the Ibadan Associations, the Ijebu Associations, Edo, Shekiri, Hausa Associations, Igbo Kwenu, we have all of them. We're going to be bringing the spokesperson for all these associations on this program subsequently to talk to us about what it is to be a Nigerian living in the United Kingdom. Trust me. And most importantly, we'll be talking about the job opportunities too. And when we're talking about job opportunities, we're talking about how do I get a job? What do I need to have to get a particular job? We all know that the NHS is the largest employer of labor in the United Kingdom. I can now break into the health sector. What do I need? What do I need to do? What do I need to have to work in the security industry, to work in the health sector, IT, engineering, and all that? And I'm not going to be saying this. I'm not an expert in all this. We're going to be bringing in authorities. We're going to be bringing in experts who is going to be talking to us, who is going to be telling us, if you want to go to the right, this is how to do it. If you want to go to the left, this is how to go about it. You know what I'm saying? All right, people, like I said, you can talk to me on WhatsApp messages on 0744-881-1570. We're going to go on a very short break, and I'll be back to talk more. Stay tuned.
Jerusalem, Ikayalami, Ilondoloze, Uhambenami, Zungangishilani. Jerusalem, ikayala mi. Ilo noloze, uhambe nami. Sumangishi ilana, dawoyami. Ayikolana, buso wami, aukolana. Ilo noloze, Oyami, ali kolana, buso wami, au kolana. Kilo ndoloze, suhamdinami. Kilo ndoloze, kilo ndoloze.
Jerusalem, the favorite song. Funny enough, a lot of people don't actually know that it actually has gospel lyrics in it. Honestly, it does. It's a song I love so much, and it's a song I have come to identify myself with. Either you are a Christian or you are a Muslim, religion is about your human, your fundamental human right. Trust me, it's not about this one. Yes, still happening. We have a new pope. The first American pope. A lot of people said he's not an American. I don't know. Probably because he has his origin from Peru. But our pope is born and bred in America. Cardinal Robert Prevost has been elected as the new pope. He was born on September 14, 1955 in Chicago, Illinois. He has a diverse heritage with French, Italian, and Spanish roots. Before his election, he served as the head of the church, the Castry for Bishops, overseeing the election of new bishops in the cardinal authority. I remember he visited Nigeria a few years ago. I think he did. Yeah. But a lot of people said, when next are we having a black pope? And I said, wow, we're still waiting for the gods. We're waiting for Godot, according to the book I did in literature when I was in school. But I think it's high time we have a black pope. It's not about racism, it's just about, you know, merits and rights. It's not about racism at all. Okay, congratulations to the new pope. Also, we have issues that the United Kingdom are presently, you know, faced with. So many. But going by my research, I have been able to pull it down to about 10, which I am sure they cannot and they can never be resolved in the next 24 hours. If you allow me, I can give you, we have the monarchy issue going on in the United Kingdom. We have the educational system going on in the United Kingdom. The public trust, how do they manage our money? Is a challenge too. Climate change. Interestingly, United Kingdom has a very unique climate. If the sun come out in the morning, nothing say the sun go reach the night or rain will fall for 2 o'clock in the afternoon. No. That's what we mean by the climate change. And also the climate change has to do with how do we preserve it? How do we do it? How does it affect the human life? How do we, does it affect the residents in United Kingdom? Social inequality. This is another challenge faced by the United Kingdom, trust me. Housing. Jesus. Housing is an issue that we contend with every day. Every day. Healthcare. We all know that we don't need to be told. Healthcare. Immigration and asylum. What's your immigration status? With your immigration status, what are your entitlements? And asylum. According to what my people say, one of our cars okay. Everybody cars okay. One cars okay. Man, sing. What do you need to do? How do you go about it? Your legal rights, your legal process and procedure. Scotland's independence. We'll talk about that one till tomorrow. People say Brexit has ended. It has not. It is still ongoing. We're still in the Brexit issue. And a lot more. Like I said earlier, we're going to be saying all this on subsequent editions of this program. It's going to be interesting, trust me. And I'm still reminding you that you can join me on this program on WhatsApp messages 0744-881-1570. For those outside UK, don't forget to add +44 to the digit. And still talking about Nigerians, we had a cross-cultural marriage recently. A Tanzanian married a Nigerian. A Tanzanian by the name of Juma Jukes, a singer and entertainer. Cupid arrow hooked him in the heart and he struck in the heart of Priscilla, a daughter to one of Nigeria's Nollywood actress, Iyabo Ojo. The wedding was, it was a blast. And still reeling and still having that euphoria of love, Juma Jukes waxed a special record for his wife, Priscilla. It is called Ololufe. Let's listen to it, and I'll be back in a bit.
Tomorrow we will happy, we sorrow. Today, tomorrow we want and we call out. Today, tomorrow we know. chasing away, chasing away, chasing away.
I said bungalow, 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 bungalow,
chasing away, 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 chasing away.
Okay. Okay, people. All right, we're getting there. We're still live vibes with Marshall on the global radio station, Radio Africana, based in Manchester, United Kingdom. As I said earlier, Radio Africana is meant to celebrate Africans, not only in the United Kingdom, but all over the world. A lot of Nigerians are doing fantastic things in United Kingdom, I can tell you that, and we'll be bringing all of them on this program, trust me. Notably, people from diverse walks of life, politics, sports, entertainment, IT professionals, actors, actresses, artists, singers, and all that. We're going to be bringing them here to talk about their exploits, their challenges, and how they have been able to weather the storm. Beyond that, we have quite a lot of Nigerians doing fantastically well, if I may use that word, fantastically, in Manchester especially. We have business owners who have been able to carve a niche for themselves in terms of investment opportunities. And there are quite a lot of investment opportunities, despite the fact that a lot of Nigerians are actually scared of going into it. We can do it. A lot of people have been into it and they are still doing it. We have notable nightclubs owned by Nigerians. We have restaurants owned by Nigerians. We have cargo companies owned by Nigerians and they are doing very well. We have African shop owners owned by Nigerians, restaurants owned by Nigerians. We're going to be bringing all of them on this program. They're going to be talking to us. They're going to be telling us the secrets to their success. And also, when it comes to events, Manchester is always busy, especially on weekends. From Friday to Sunday, we have all these Owambe parties. We have all these promotional shows going on. We're going to be bringing all our promoters to come and talk to us on this program. Who is coming to Manchester this weekend? What is happening in Manchester this weekend? Who is playing in Manchester this weekend? Like, we have a couple of shows lined up since yesterday. We have some shows lined up today and tomorrow. And don't hesitate to talk to us if you want us to showcase your event. You want to do your 50th or your 60th, even your 100th. Talk to us. We can help you blow it into the atmosphere. Vibes with Marshall. We are vibing on Radio Africana, your number one African radio station globally. Now, when we're talking about Nigeria, it's always an endless issues. Somebody say, Nigeria, it be like a home video. We go to talk and talk and talk. We can talk from now till tomorrow. We are not that bad. A lot of people said, we are good, but our leaders are bad. Then let's change our leadership if our leaders are bad. If we are good people, then what are we doing? Why can't the good people change the bad people? We'll be talking about leadership on this program in subsequent editions too. What can we do to make Nigeria great? What can we do to make Africa great? And I can tell you authoritatively, that continent is the best continent you can have in the whole world. We are blessed with abundant resources. Trust me, mineral resources, human resources. God help us. Now, at a particular point in time, we're going to divert a little bit to talk about an issue that affects a lot of Nigerians in the United Kingdom, and that is our health. A lot of people die every day. Somebody you sat down with yesterday drinking a bottle of Trophy, and the next day you hear he is gone. I always tell people, we have access to healthcare facility in the United Kingdom. Let us use it. Let us exploit it. Let us exploit it. Check your blood pressure every time. Please, it is important. do your MOT test. Not be only motto, then they do MOT for human beings, they do MOT now. Do your MOT regularly. Check everything, check cable, so that untimely death will never be our portion. That is one area we'll be really, really talking about on subsequent editions of this program. On Radio Africana, I'll be back in a bit. People, that was Simi, one of Nigeria's top female singers in Duduke. Simi is married to another Nigerian singer, Dekunlego, and they are both one of Nigeria's top singing couples we have right now in the Nigerian entertainment scene. Yes, as I was saying, the ability to be able to speak up is absolutely important. The ability to be able to be heard, the ability to be able to hear people is actually important. One of the things that has been a challenge for Nigerians and Africans residing in United Kingdom is the ability to speak up. We need to. It's not out of fear. It is not out of intimidation. It is out about our rights. It's about what we need to do. There's something in law that says that ignorance is not an excuse. Oh, I don't know, I should have done this. Oh, I don't know, I'm not supposed to do this. No, it is not accepted in the legal proceedings all over the world. So if you are faced with any challenge whatsoever, if you are faced with racial discrimination, if you are faced with health challenges, if you are faced with immigration challenges, speak up. Talk to the right people. Talk to the people who know about it. even if they can't help you, they should be able to let you, to tell you how to go about it, who to talk to, where to go, what resources you need. Not basically financial resources. Now it's about human resources, it's about material resources, and if it requires financial resources, you know who to go to. We have Nigerian communal associations, various associations. We have the Nigerian community associations even in the United Kingdom. We have the Nigerian community association based in Manchester here. We have the Nigerian community association based in Rochdale, and we have them all over the United Kingdom. My people, make una no shaking it, make una no dey lonely at the top, make una speak up. And according to Asake, lonely, 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 please don't stay lonely. Stay on top of your challenges. Talk to people. Let's visit Asake and let's hear what he wants to say.
Money on my mind. Don't care what they yearning about me in particular. Out here on the road chasing my dream because I know. Chasing for me. Oh la la, they mang my love. But I'm caught up in this show, my love. Everyone see like Jack on my love. Need to find anybody now. Money I want. But they hear what the people they do. Want to get a shack, a little love. See love when I want to get another one. I go take and do it in a love. Waiting you love, oh. Love be waiting, I love, oh. Shake, 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 shake,
okay, people, we are still vibing with Marshall every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. on the global radio station, Radio Africana. Like I said earlier, you can still talk to me on WhatsApp messages on 044-881-1570. And if you are outside the United Kingdom, don't forget to add +44. Now, going back home, we're talking about what is happening in Nigeria, and I think what is really happening now is our contemporary issues that has to do with sports. The next National Sports Festival is taking place in Ogun State. It is always tagged Gateway Games. I remember the last time Ogun State hosted the country to sports festival was in, I think that was around 2006 or the other, but I can't remember. It is still regarded as one of the best sports festivals to ever hold in Nigeria. The governor is getting ready. The people are getting ready. Gateway Games is coming and it is here to stay. National Sports Festival is actually meant to celebrate talents, to discover talents, to nurture talents, and position talents for future exploitation. The National Sports Festival is a creation of the Sports Ministry, and it has been in existence for a very long time. Gateway Games, if you are interested, find a time to go back home and attend the Gateway Games. I think it's a 2-week duration, and there are lots of business opportunities, lots of tourism centers that you can actually, you know, enjoy yourselves, even with your family. And still talking about sports, Liverpool don't win, no. They don't win Premiership. I don't know what Arsenal is feeling like. I don't know what Manchester United is feeling like. I don't know what Man City is feeling like. Liverpool has won the Premiership. And in Spain, Barcelona won the Premiership. I don't know what everybody is feeling about these two teams, but they have actually come to stay. As a sports person, I feel the best team has won. Trust me, the best team has won. Don't let us be biased about this. That is why Akon, a Senegalese living in America, sang a song called "Oh Africa." Let's hear what Akon has to say about "Oh Africa."
Our times are shining.
still talking about what we're going to be doing on subsequent editions of this program. Another issue confronting Nigerians in the United Kingdom is the issue of insurance and car finance. A lot of people will prefer to buy their car outrightly, while some people, probably by virtue of their income, will prefer to go on car finance. Whichever way you want to go about it, we're going to be inviting authorities, experts who are very knowledgeable in car finance, in insurance, in road tax. Okay, how much are you earning? How much can your income take to take a particular brand of car? How do you want to go about it? Do you want to go on a 4-year, on a 5-year, on a 3-year? We're going to be having someone to talk about that for us on this program in subsequent editions. Also, the DVLA, your MOT, your insurance, these are things that comes with owning a car in the United Kingdom. A lot of people think they're not just to drive around, now be motor. No. Attachment, industrial attachment, we follow owning a car plenty well. If you want to own a car and use a car in the United Kingdom, it comes with a lot of obligations and responsibilities. Your car must be insured. And when you're talking about insurance, we have various types of insurance, the comprehensive and all that. And we're talking about owning and using a car, it must be taxed. That's why it is important that you talk to relevant authorities or experts to advise you on how to go about it. When you are owning and using a car, besides the insurance, besides it being taxed, you must do your MOT regularly. You must have your MOT. You must have a driving license. And how do you get a driving license? You go for a test, and you, after passing the test, you go for a practical test. All these people will be giving us insights in how to go about owning a driving license, owning a car, driving a car in the United Kingdom, maintaining a car in the United Kingdom. And still talking about car ownership, there are some brands that people have casted. Ah, don't use Rindo. Ah, na Pojo. No, na Toyota. Me na Benzo. It's a matter of choice. I always tell people, it is a matter of choice. No car is good, no car is bad. It depends on how you use it, it depends on how you maintain it. Fortunately, in this part of the world where we live in, the roads are good. So the road is not an hazard to driving, you know, if I may say so. But it, like I said, it's a matter of choice. But people can come and say, this is good, this is bad. I believe that it is your choice. If I want to use a Range, I can use a Range. If I want to use a Pojo, I can use a Pojo. It's a matter of choice, and it's a matter of how I am able to maintain such. So maintaining a car, how regularly should you do your MOT? How regularly should you do your regular checkups for your car? We have experts that will be coming on the program, you know, to tell us, to enlighten us about car issues. Now, as a male, I have this very strong affinity with the female gender. And that's why anytime, any day, I tell them, they run the world. The women run the world. Females run the world. Our mommies run the world. Our sisters run the world. Our aunties run the world. Even Beyonce advocated that we run the world. Let's hear it from Beyonce. I'll be back in a bit.
this back. I'm rapping for the girls who are taking over the world. Help me raise a glass for the college grads. 41 roll, need to let you know what time it is.
Okay, people. All right. Oh, I'm absolutely enjoying your comments. A lot of comments are coming in on the WhatsApp platform, and I truly, truly do appreciate you guys. I can't do this alone. Trust me. We will absolutely need to do it together. Your words of encouragement is absolutely what I need. I am open to corrections. I am open to whatever you guys feel that I'm not doing right, please. And I'm also open to what you guys feel. Oh, that's good. Thumbs up. That's all I need. Thank you, guys. Please let the messages keep coming in. I'm really, really, really imbibing myself in it. Thank you. And we have some few minutes left on the program, unfortunately. You know, when you do what you love, you no go know when time go. I no even believe say 1 hour don't buy just like that. Wow. I go beg my producer, make them increase this thing to 2 hours. So. But let's go with this way. A lot of awards have been going on in Nigeria. I remember when before I relocated to United Kingdom, I was actively involved in various musical awards. Not only the musical awards alone, we're talking about the movie awards, we're talking about the showbiz awards, we're talking about the comedy awards and all that. And of recent, a lot of these awards have come under the spotlight of the yardstick that are being used to determine who exactly merits what. And when you look at the Headies Awards, you look at the AMVCA Awards, you look at all other awards bodies, a lot of people have expressed their reservations and their concerns as to, does this person deserve this? Does this movie deserve this? We're going to be bringing in quite a lot of personalities on this program to tell us exactly what does it take to have an award body. What are the requirements? What are the yardsticks that are being used to determine who determines what? Only recently, a lot of Nigerians criticized the choice of a particular awardee at the Headies Awards and also a particular awardee at the recently held AMVCA Award, owing to the fact that they believe strongly that such awardee does not in any way deserve that. So we've talked to authorities in that industry to enlighten us on the yardsticks to determine who gets what. And we also went as far as asking them that, do we need to go to the extent of probably the award bodies publicizing the requirements? If you say the best director, tell us why such person deserves to be the best director. If you say the best actor or the best actress, I think we need to know why this person deserves to be the best actress. What has he done? Is it the interpretation of the role? Is it the movement? Is it the, you know, oral? Is it the delivery and all that? We need to know. And we're going to be bringing someone in subsequent editions to come and tell us what and what awardees need to do, need to have to deserve such an award. So, as at now, I have a favorite singer. He's my tipe person. He doesn't know me, or nobody saying I'm my person, but I just admire him. His name is Ed Sheeran. His voice, just they always cool my belly. Wallahi, anytime I listen to his songs. And I'm giving you Perfect. Bye, Ed Sheeran. See you in a bit.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes you're holding mine. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms. Favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it, darling. You look perfect.
Okay, people. Like I said earlier, time no taking you. Time no the waste time. No time for time. Unfortunately, we're gonna round up now. I'll see you guys next week. Vibes with Marshall every Saturday. 1 to 2 p.m. on your number one African radio station, Radio Africana. To cap it all, I'm going to be featuring Olamide, featuring Omale, Infinity New, Infinity Lover, your microphone Berlusconi, saying cheers. See you next Saturday. Bye.
She no like it, got a naughty, but she got your bump if you give her cucumber. Walk out from Transamati till I let me in, shake her with a locumba. Baby, make her give you solid, make her even mix some with a layer and I walk out. Hey, wait, let me tell, then you tell, tell you, tell, 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 Dareta, she dey feel and da 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 da. Dareta, she dey feel and da 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 da. Oh yeah. She say till infinity, infinity, infinity. Oh no no. She say make a put it in, make a put it in. No no no. She say till infinity, oh infinity, infinity, oh infinity, oh. She say make a put it in.
We are the Kalahuska, cover me like babushka. Oh, you like to get my kiwa, and you bad, you different animal. Sangaloni like a JJ. Make I beat on like I'm Sonny Wiki. It's what you do with the banana. Go determine if you go get us for banana. Very much show yourself, do what you do. Use Kayamata, you feel use juju. They don't play me your tape for artillery. You dey use collect boy salary. Make I put firewood for the fire. Send you the wire, now you are go hammer and I don't go retire. Bedroom boys be like say you dey for the choir. Do re mi so la ti do, do do mi lala.
She dey feelin' da 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 di de da da de da. She dey feelin' da 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 di de da da de da. She dey feelin' da 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 di de da da de da. She dey feelin' da 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 di do. She say till infinity. She said make a put it in.